Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild evening, while Jerusalem remains comfortably cool. A perfect night for stargazers. Here are today's headlines. First, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about Iran and Operation Roaring Lion as ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran continue in Islamabad. This comes from the Jerusalem Post reporting earlier today. Also, missiles launched from Lebanon targeted central Israel overnight. The IDF revealed the scale of their strikes on Iran during Operation Roaring Lion, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Also this hour, after 15 hours of discussions with the Iranian delegation, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to address the media soon. Mariv reported this just a short time ago. Separately, Erdogan's spokesman criticized Netanyahu, calling him a criminal who organized genocide. This follows a Turkish lawsuit against 35 Israeli officials. Israel Hayom provided this report from earlier today. And finally, Trump and Iran both have a vested interest in maintaining a fragile ceasefire. Despite ongoing talks, further negotiations are set for Sunday. Ynet offers this analysis from earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Linnaeus, a political analyst, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. and Iran failed to reach an agreement. Vance stated the negotiations ended without progress. Austin Technical, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted that the U.S. is preparing to leave the talks. A final offer was made, but no deal was reached. Joe Truesman, covering conflict developments, highlighted Vice President Vance's statement that no agreement with Iran was achieved. This was shared 12 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks, he addressed the nation, emphasizing the ongoing threat from Iran. The Times of Israel notes that while ceasefire talks continue, Netanyahu pointed to significant achievements against Iran. The region remains on edge as these tensions persist. Turning to the missile strikes. Overnight attacks from Lebanon targeted central Israel. This follows Israel's extensive operations against Iran, described by I-24 News. The scale of these operations underscores the severity of the conflict. Civilians in affected areas are urged to remain vigilant. Meanwhile, the prolonged U.S.-Iran talks ended without an agreement. Vice President Vance expressed disappointment, as reported by Mariv. The lack of progress could impact future diplomatic efforts. For the region, this means continued uncertainty and potential instability. On the diplomatic front, Turkey's criticism of Netanyahu adds another layer of tension. Following lawsuits against Israeli officials, Erdogan's spokesman made incendiary remarks, as Israel Hayom reports. This may strain already fragile Israeli-Turkish relations. And in the analysis from Ynet, both Trump and Iran have incentives to maintain the current ceasefire. However, with talks ongoing, the situation remains delicate. Any breakdown could reignite hostilities, affecting the entire region. Turning to business and markets. First, in a report from Israel Hayom Business, President Trump's open approach to blockchain has drawn political and financial interest in the crypto industry, setting it apart from previous administrations. Separately, Mariv Business highlights a new threat to major banks, AI technology that rapidly identifies vulnerabilities. The Bank of England is preparing for this challenge, which could affect global financial stability, including here in Israel. And finally, CTEC reports on a life-saving device for downed pilots. The Combat Survivor Evader Locator has played a crucial role in real-time tracking behind enemy lines, showcasing Israeli innovation in defense technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.